Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
Good evening, Texas. Good evening, Houston. Welcome to Legal Treats. Oh, by the way, good morning, Philippines. This is Aileen Lee Good Design. I am an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas. And with us tonight, I'm just happy to be here. You know, it's been a while. But I'd like to introduce our co-host for tonight, Neska.
Hello, everyone. Good morning here from the Philippines and good evening there in Texas. It's great to see you again, Attorney Aileen Lee Good Design. It's been a while. It's actually different when you're here because, you know, Legal Treats will never be the same without you. And yeah, I'm excited to dive into today's topic. But let me ask you, Attorney Aileen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I mean, super great, because if there's such a word like that. But yeah, I've been away for a while for so many reasons. But one of the reasons is because I traveled. And if you're following me in my Facebook account, I've been to the Philippines. So it's been a long time. It's been like 18 years before I went back to the Philippines. And it's just so different. Although it's been like a month of stay in the Philippines, it was a very fast paced and, you know, full schedule daily. Yeah. So really, it's not a vacation. It's never been a vacation. It's more of like a combination of work and travel and meeting here and there. But I'm still very grateful that I was able to get reconnected to my root and, of course, to be with my family because it's been a long time, and friends as well. I wish I have more time because I do have a lot of friends to visit and family as well, relatives. But, hey, there's always going to be the next time. So
yeah, of course.
Yeah, I got sick in the Philippines. Yeah, I was sick there.
You should just go here in the Philippines just for vacation and not for work.
Definitely will do that. I was sick there also in the Philippines for about 3 days. I think it's because of the water, which they warned me before. But I totally forgot about that. But yeah, I was able to recover and I was able to do the things I need to do anyway. If I miss a meeting, it's just going to be one meeting, which I'll just make up next time. And then when I came back here, I got sick again, maybe because of the change in the weather. But I'm good now. That's why I'm here with you guys.
Yeah, and we really missed you, Attorney Aileen Lee Good Design. And yeah, before anything else, this production is proudly brought to us by Lawin Media Network. And we're currently live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So join us every Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8:30 a.m. in here in the Philippines.
Wait, you changed already the time, right? So the time was
okay. So it's sorry, it was already 7:30, right?
So 7:30 morning. So
here in the Philippines. Yeah.
So if you missed this live, so it's still 7:30. Yeah, go ahead.
No worries. Catch the replay on over 15 podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google, Apple, and more. So stay tuned and stay engaged.
That's right. So take note of the time because we forgot to make that announcement last time. So it's going to be 7:30 a.m. now, Saturday in the Philippines. You got to have to wake up a little bit early, which I know in the Philippines, you guys wake up really early in the morning. You have your coffee, your pandesal, and then relax a little bit, and then you eat breakfast, rice, right? So I know you guys can cope with a 7:30 change in time.
Yeah, that's a Filipino thing. The pandesal and the coffee and waking up early, it's a Filipino thing here.
I know, right? Yeah, actually, it's so different. It's like for me, it's rice in the rice for breakfast, rice for lunch, and then rice for dinner, mm-hmm. which is very much different when you come over here in the U.S. Nobody eats rice for breakfast other than Filipinos, I guess.
Yeah. So moving on, I think attorney, we're ready for our topic this morning.
Yeah, I know Nesca has always been very ready for all this serious talk. By the way, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Nesca, and also to Krisha for engaging our viewers through your discussions about law school, you know, about the challenges, what to expect. The
sacrifices.
Sacrifices. And, of course, little successes and big successes, right? They were very... Yeah. Those are very important information that you've shared with our audience, with our viewers, because, you know, not everybody no one is born to be like, okay, I'm born today. I already know I will become a lawyer. Nobody is like that, right? So sometimes, even if you're already in the middle of your journey towards a certain career, you change in the middle because that's just not the right fit, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so I'm not gonna be surprised if we have law students who have already finished or have already have their career, like for example, they're already doctors and they still go to law school because of, you know, you want to do something different in your life or you change your journey along the way. So and yeah, those information that these two girls shared very useful. I've heard some people saying, oh yeah, I probably will consider going to law school too, right? But yeah, yep, you really have a very serious discussion coming up. I know. Yeah. So Nesca, are you ready?
Yeah, of course.
Do we have anything to show? Like, do we have a video or anything? We don't.
I think Krisha is yet to prepare the materials for the video. Are we good, Krisha?
I'm not sure if we have one though because we were talking earlier and we just made let's just go ahead. We just decided that just let's go ahead and talk about this topic because I believe this topic is important. So and maybe a lot of people would want to know what the why, the where, and the how of this legal topic.
Yeah, this is a very interesting topic, and I think there are a lot of people who are also in this kind of situation. So, yeah, I think we can proceed, attorney, or we'll be happy to break.
It's up to you. Take it away, Nesca, whatever you want.
So today we're talking about common law marriage and what it is and how it works here in Texas, and we can also compare it to the informal unions here in the Philippines. Sometimes we'll also discuss the topics or the criteria that define common law marriages, also looking into legal implications involved, and also we'll also answer some questions we have from social media like Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube.
That's right. So if you have any questions or you just want to share some shout outs, just put it on the comment box and we will read them throughout the show during the live, of course. All right. So before we dive into the topic, let's take a short break. See you in a bit.
And we're back.
Yay.
So, Aterian, question that I'm going to ask you. Wow, it's like Miss Universe. Attorney Aileen, what?
Relax, okay? Just, you know, take it easy on me.
Yeah, of course. Attorney Aileen, let's dive right into the topic. What exactly is common law marriage?
Well, common law marriage is very common here in Texas. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also common in the Philippines, definitely from the term, from the word common law marriage. It's an informal marriage, which means marriage without the ceremony of going through the formal wedding, getting a marriage license, things like that. It's just, you just decided to be together and live as husband and wife. Basically, that's the shortened version of the definition of common law marriage. And I believe that definition is pretty much similar here in the U.S., I mean, in Texas and in the Philippines. But there are, of course, some requirements that you'll have to establish in order to declare it as a common law marriage. So it's not because you decided to live together, you're already common law married with each other, right? So there's still some requirements that you have to do, but you have to do it not necessarily, but you may need to do it in cases where there's a question of legality or that you'll have to prove the marriage for at some point for some benefits, something like that. But if you say common law marriage, there's really nothing for you to actually do, you know, like you are required to do. In order to have that common law. Oh, well, there's one. You have to live together, right? As husband and wife.
Yeah. So, Attorney Aileen, you were saying that common law marriage is like living together. Is that all the requirements or the qualifications that can qualify the couple as they are in a common law marriage situation?
Well, no, there are more than just living together, just like I said, but really common law marriage is just, you know, something that you probably would like to establish it just because you need to, because for some legal purposes. Let's say, for example, you have to, right? You have to establish, you have to prove that you are in a common law marriage. First, definitely you'll have to have one requirement here. I'm talking about here in Texas. Maybe you can expand a little bit, you know, in terms of the common law marriage in the Philippines, because it's also common law marriage in the Philippines. So first, you and your partner must have an agreement to be married. You know, like at some point, let's say, for example, you'll say, let's live together, but maybe after 2 months or 3 months, 1 year or 2 years, we're going to get married. So there is this meeting of the minds that you will get married. You will live together for the purpose of getting married later on. So there has to be that we're good, right? Okay. So, can you hear me, Nesca? Good?
Hello? Yes. Sorry, there was a technical difficulty on my part.
And it happens all the time. Okay. So, again, if you and your partner will decide to live together, you will decide to live together with the agreement that eventually you will get married.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. So, it's a state of mind. Yeah. Or there could also be some written agreement if you really wanted to prove it later on. Or witnesses, you know, that you're communicating with each other that you have the intention to get married later on.
So the written agreement to live together is recognized there in Texas, attorney?
Well, the written agreement, it is recognized, but it doesn't have to be in writing. The agreement to get married doesn't have to be in writing, as long as you can prove it that you have that agreement. So it could be testified to by a person. Of course, in writing, you have like a declaration with each other that you are going to get married, but it's not a requirement as long as you can prove it. Yeah.
Okay. So I think there are also a lot of misconceptions here, Attorney Eileen. Could you explain the key criteria for a common law marriage? Is it just living together?
Well, it's here's the thing. Since we're talking about the requirements and the misconception, I think we can address both at the same time as we discuss the requirements. So aside from the fact that you have to live together, cohabit with each other, with the agreement that you will get married later on, aside from that, you have to hold yourself out to the public as husband and wife. Mm-hmm. So and that is important. So when you, let's say, for example, you introduce yourselves to some friends, you are introducing yourself together as husband and wife. You do not refer to the other, oh, she is my partner, because that word partner there is not husband and wife. So later on, if you have to prove it in court, the witnesses must actually have to say that you are representing yourselves out there as husband and wife. And I've seen this happening there's one point that we have to show proof that they are in a common law marriage. We have to bring in witnesses who will testify that, yes, you introduce her as your wife, or yes, you introduce him as your husband. Or someone will say, no, you didn't say wife, you said partner, you said girlfriend, you said mom of my kids. Those are different. Mm. You actually have to hold yourself out there, introduce yourselves together as husband and wife. So that's one thing.
Got it. So, So you mean, Attorney, that you should really introduce yourselves as husband and wife in public?
Yes. So not just not just partner or girlfriend.
Comment here in Facebook from Bonds DeSeco, watching in Pangasinan. My cousin has been living with her partner for 38 years now. They live together and not married to some other person. They have 4 kids. Are they qualified as married under common law marriage?
Well, first, where is your cousin? Your cousin in the Philippines or your cousin in Texas? Maybe we'll discuss both in case, just for, you know, purposes of discussing this question. So they were living together, it says, with her partner for 38 years. They live together and not married to some other. So they have 4 kids. Are they qualified as married? Okay. All right. I think the main point here is they're living together as husband and wife or spouses for a certain number of years. In Texas, there is no specific number of years. So even if it's just 1 year, you can still be declared as common law married with each other. There's no requirement of 10 years, 5 years, or any, you know, there's none. So as long as you're living together as husband and wife and you're holding out yourself to the public as husband and wife, and you have an agreement that you will get married later on and become, you know, husband and wife. The main point here in this that I see in this question is even if you can prove all these things that I've just mentioned, like the intention to get married and living out there, introducing yourself as husband and wife, you have to actually have no impediment to get married. Mm-hmm. You know, because if you have impediment, when I say impediment, yung walang dahilan para hindi kayo pwedeng magpakasal na legally. So ibig sabihin, you're both free to get married. Hindi yung isa merong asawa, kaya hindi kayo mapagpakasal. Kasi even if you're telling the public that you are husband and wife, pero yung isa pala legally married sa iba, so may impediment, then you cannot claim common law marriage at any point in time because of that impediment. And even if you already have kids, and even if it's 38 years, if there is a legal impediment for you to get married during that period of time, then you cannot be declared or considered as common law married with each other.
In other words, here in Attorney, walang sabit.
Wala, oh yes. I like that. Walang sabit.
Sabi ni Krisha.
Ang sabi ni Krisha, walang sabit. Ang sabi ni Krisha.
Sabi ni Krisha, si May pala, si May, diba? Ibang tao pala to.
Ay, si May, okay. Oh, nga, lucky to meet you in person too, May. We had a lot of eating. We did a lot of eating. So I gained so much weight when I came back here. Rice here and there.
Hindi naman rice. Hindi naman
rice. Rice, Filipino food. Pagdating ko dito, do you want to eat a Filipino restaurant? Naman, sabi ko, I just had Filipino food for the entire month of February. But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, good to know you enjoyed it, attorney. So now that we understand what common law marriage, let's compare it to informal unions here in the Filipino culture. Because you said earlier, attorney, that in Texas, you can be already called as married, even if both of you are not yet married. So, but here in the Philippines, I guess, kailangan nyo talagang maikasal with the pastor or mayor or priest before you can call yourselves as married, or you'll change your civil status to married. So, yeah, it's really different. So, yeah, attorney, how do these differ?
In terms of alin yung sa...
Yeah. Yung sa Texas kasi, we call it common law marriage. And here kasi in the Philippines, we don't recognize it as... Even if you are both living together...
kailangan pa rin magpakasal.
Be recognized, yes, you will not be recognized as married.
Well, dito,
dito is informal union na lang.
Informal, yeah. But they still have to get married in order for the spouses to benefit from that marriage, right? Kasi dito sa Texas, not necessarily. Like I said, there is a common law marriage here. And the reason why it's important to identify whether you had a common law marriage or not at all is has something to do with your division of assets later on, and also in terms of inheritance. So, pero ang tanong dito, most common question sa akin is, may gagawin pa ba kami attorney para may declare na common law married kami? Wala naman. You know, not necessarily, you, like I said earlier, don't have to do anything. You just need to prove the different elements of common law marriage when the time comes that you have to prove them. But in some cases, yung iba, they go ahead and sign a declaration of common law marriage. You don't have to, but in, you know, yung iba, they do it. Para ano lang din yun, parang you're just formalizing yung ano mo, yung common law marriage mo. You're just formalizing it in a form of in writing. Na yung declaration na yon is in lieu of the yung marriage license. Na parang proof yon, a strong proof that you are in a common law marriage. But you know, you don't have to, as long as you can prove it some other ways. Now, question I think that is more important here is, why do you have to? Why is it important for you to declare that you are in a common law marriage? And as I have mentioned earlier also, it has something to do with division of assets later on. Kung sakali mang maghiwalay kayo, like, you know, here in Texas, we have a divorce, diba? Yung mga common law marriage ay nagde-divorce din sila. You know, and why? Because of the separation of property and also child custody. It matters. That's why it's important to declare whether you are under a common law marriage or not. It's because of these issues that you have to settle when you are separating. Now, the other one is inheritance. If the other partner or your spouse, your common law spouse, passed away, what are your rights over the estate of the one who passed away? Kaya you have to declare it. Because, of course, definitely, if you are considered as common law married, you're a common law spouse, then you have rights under Texas law to inherit from your common law spouse who passed away. Kaya it's important. Kasi sabi nga kanina, diba, it doesn't really matter. You don't have to do anything. You just, you know... you know, live together as husband and wife, hold yourself out there as husband and wife, then you are considered as common law married with each other. But then again, it matters to prove all these elements para, for purposes of yung division of assets, for purposes of inheritance, for purposes of
child custody.
Other rights, yeah.
So it's really different here in the Philippines kasi attorney. Well, kasi if you are living together lang, like living together as husband and wife without the benefit of the marriage, tas yung isa is mamatay, the other person cannot inherit from his or her properties. So that's how I understand it. But in Texas, it's different. You can still inherit kahit na hindi kayo kasal, but you are living together as husband and wife. Is that it, attorney?
That's right. And the reason why you have to prove first is because you have other people, other next of kin who could inherit from the one who passed away. Makes a lot of difference, especially if the person passed away without a will. And of course, the first thing to do is to determine who are heirs, who are the heirs of the deceased. And in order for you to be declared as one of the heirs, you'll have to prove your relationship. So if you can prove that you're a common law wife or spouse, syempre, iba yun sa if you are not a common law spouse. Because if you are not a common law spouse, you definitely are not going to be one of those listed who are supposed to inherit from the one who passed away, right? Because you are basically not you cannot be considered as a surviving spouse. So it makes a lot of difference kapag ka walang surviving spouse. Kasi sino yung mga susunod na next of kin? Sino yung mga heirs? Kung may mga anak, then sa mga anak. Kung wala mang anak, then sa
parents,
brothers, sisters, ganyan. So, kaya malaki ang difference kapag ka hindi mo na-establish yung relationship mo doon sa the one who passed away. And usually, during probate, and that's when this issue of whether there is a common law marriage will come in. So, doon nagkakaroon ng declaration of common law marriage doon during the process. Because if you're able to prove yourself as the common law spouse, then you know Texas is a community property, which means that whatever you acquired, purchased, earned during the marriage, during that common law marriage, you know, is a community property, and you have an as a surviving spouse, you have an undivided interest over the community property. So, and even if during divorce, ganun din, you know, if you will be able to prove the community property, kung merong common law marriage, that's why you have to have it declared during that process. When it comes to Philippines, iba din kasi ang inheritance in the Philippines. And of course, there is no divorce in the Philippines. So you look into the inheritance. Kung hindi ka legal wife, so legal spouse, right? Ano ang karapatan mo to inherit from the person who passed away? Especially sa Philippines, merong compulsory heirs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So iba rin ang division of the estate ng namatay.
When it comes to child custody naman, attorney, kasi here in the Philippines, matik kasi or general rule kasi, kapag may anak, especially minor, nasa custody talaga yan ng nanay. How about in Texas, if you are in a common law relationship, sino yung mas may right sa custody ng child, especially minors?
Well, kapag ka nasa common law relationship ka, we're talking about divorce, no? Again, kung common law marriage kayo, it's as if you are the same as when you are legally married. Pareho lang ang rights nyo. So in terms of custody, we do have different custody here. We call it conservatorship. We have joint, my joint, and mostly ang best interest of the child I joint. Yan. And then meron yung sole, and then the other parent will just have visitation rights. Kung hindi mo ma-establish ang common law marriage, okay lang din in terms of custody because what matters is yung relationship nung parents over dun sa child. So you can prove it other ways, like for example, DNA test, ganyan, or paternity test, tawag dyan. It's not really a big deal kung mapuprove mo yun. Doesn't matter whether you're in a common law marriage or not. what matters in terms of custody is more on the relationship of the child to the parent. Kaya lang, magkakaroon ng ano din yun. Actually, it also include the child support. Kasi if that is your biological child, papasok dun yung ano mo, yung responsibility for child support. And you know, child support here is established already. The guideline is there's one child, that's 20% of your money net. If there are two children, 25% of your money net, and so on. Habang dumadami. So, kaya lang, iba pa rin yung establishment ko mula marriage mo, because then you may not have to go ahead to go prove all this paternity test unless it's being questioned. Yun yun.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Attorney Aileen. We have a lot of questions pa coming in sa ating Facebook account, but I think we'll have to take a break muna and we'll answer more questions sa ating Facebook page.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories, from elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits. I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
And we're back
here at Legal Treats, and so we're still discussing common law marriage in Texas as compared to informal unions here in the Philippines. And we have interesting questions here we got from our Facebook page from Orly Deason. Are same-sex marriages recognized as valid under common law marriage in both Texas and the Philippines?
Okay, I will answer the one in Texas, and I'm going to let Neska talk about the one in the Philippines. Now, you know, here in Texas, same-sex marriages are valid, mm-hmm. and it's the same thing in terms of common law marriage. So it doesn't matter whether it's same-sex or not. We recognize common law marriages as long as they can prove that they have complied with all the requirements, the elements that we have discussed earlier. You know, yung living together, holding out themselves as husband and wife in public or spouses. They're living together for purpose of getting married later on. There are no impediments. You know, well, right now, wala nang impediments because valid na nga yung marriage between same sex. So, kaya that's why I said pareho yon under common law here sa Texas.
Well, here in the Philippines naman, it's still not recognized. The same-sex marriage is still not recognized here in the Philippines kasi according pa rin sa ating family code of the Philippines, marriage is still between a man and a woman. So, until now, hindi pa rin nababago yung provision ng batas na should be man or women, men and women, not men or men or women to women. So until now, the same-sex marriage here in the Philippines, as far as I know, is not yet recognized here in the Philippines, for as well as also living together as husband and wife, or husband and wife, and but it's still not recognized here in the Philippines.
Oh, syempre may follow up siya, which is he really likes doing this, right? Sabi niya may but, yes. Laking but well accepted principle, valid here, valid there. So just like also in divorce cases, right? If it is validly obtained abroad, it could be recognized in the Philippines. What about this particular issue, Aneska? What about the marriage? Let's say, for example, it's, you know, a couple from the Philippines got married here in Texas, you know, where there is a valid same-sex marriage. Will that be recognized in the Philippines under this principle? I think that's what the question is about.
Okay. So even though two Filipinos went abroad, they are of the same sex, and they got married there, even when they go back here in the Philippines married there in Texas, it will still be it will not be recognized here in the Philippines. Kasi yun nga yung sabi natin, under kasi sa family code natin, it's marriage is still between the man and the woman. So yeah, kahit magpakasal sila dun sa abroad, it will still not be recognized here in the Philippines.
So, tapira na lang sila sa abroad.
Yeah, doon na lang sila sa abroad.
Muna,
para,
hanggang ano, hintay-hintay muna tayo hanggang ang Philippines will, you know, will recognize that. So this principle of valid there, valid here in the Philippines does not apply in this kind, in this situation. Hindi katulad ng divorce, yun, at least they're recognizing divorce now in the Philippines, right? If it's validly obtained abroad. But for this one, in the...
Kasi for divorce naman, if it's recognized there in abroad, tapos umuwi sila dito sa Pilipinas para magpa-declare na single ulit sila, unmarried na, it is recognized here in the Philippines. They just have to take a foreign divorce decree recognition sa Philippine courts.
And one more thing here about divorce that we have to emphasize that there is still a qualification for that, ha? Kasi if you are both Filipinos and you obtain divorce abroad, you still cannot have that recognized in the Philippines because you're still both Filipinos.
Yeah.
Diba? So they only recognize that one if the other spouse is foreign national. Pareho kayong Filipino still because, you know, under the law in the Philippines, walang divorce and it's against public policy in the Philippines too. Just like the common marriage. So, kaya, yeah. May mga specific qualification doesn't apply. There's no, you know, it's not applicable to all. You gotta have to look into the specific situation, not cases, but yung specific case na yan. Katulad yan, di ba? Both Filipinos, kahit na nag-divorce kayo abroad, and even if it's valid abroad, hindi pa rin valid sa Philippines because you're both Filipinos.
Yes, marirecognize lang yung divorce if the other spouse is a foreign national or if the other spouse was already naturalized as of another country, like for example, America. So, yun, we another have a Facebook comment. From
siyempre, meron na naman, di ba? You know what? I'm going to invite you to join me here na lang sa discussion, no? Sobrang madami ka rin naman ang tanong. Okay, sige. Basahin mo nga yan.
Yeah, Orly Dizon, if a Texas court acknowledges a Filipino-American same-sex marriage for property division in probate proceedings, are these Filipino-American spouses able to divide their properties in the Philippines in accordance with Philippine law?
Well, that's actually very interesting because, you know, we're talking about probate here. Probate is a state law, di ba? And there's a jurisdiction here and there's also a jurisdiction there in the Philippines. So the first question muna dyan is, will the probate here in the in Texas be recognized in the Philippines? As yes, it is. It's just that there is still some hurdles to navigate there. Because, you know, like, for example, we had our probate here in Texas and it covers properties in the Philippines. Now, how are you going to implement that? Diba? It's a foreign order. So, pag din naman sa Philippines, you have to go through some process, legal process, to have that order recognized. And so you can enforce it there. So, there's more to that. There's more to just getting a probate process here, getting it done here, and then applying it sa ibang jurisdiction. Because, like I said, we can get the order here, you know, but as to the implementation, hindi magiging madali, if ever. Because you still have to, because a Philippine court must also recognize yung order. You know, but in order for them to do that, they'll look into different factors. Like, for example, my jurisdiction by yung court in Texas to adjudicate for properties in the Philippines, something like that. So, may mga ganun na kailangang i-hurdle. So, yung pinaka-challenging dito sa foreign, like, and not just not just probate, but also sa divorce then, you know. is yung implementation, I mean, enforcement ng order. So there, just because we got the decree here, ay, you know, madali na lang na i-implement yan sa Philippines. You still have to go through some legal process to have it recognized there.
Okay. So moving on, attorney, to...
Oh, wala na siyang follow-up? Kakaiba ha? Nasaan follow-up?
So for wala naman ang follow-up.
Para meron naman tayo dito, ano, di ba? Something fun to talk about. Ayan, ano bang sabi ni May?
The best yan si attorney, naging ninang noong kasalang bayan. Ayun
I
pala,
know,
ninang
right?
Pala.
Let me talk about a little bit about that. So, yeah. I'm a divorce attorney here in Texas. But, naging ano naman ako, naging witness ako sa kasalang bayan sa Lingayen, Pangasinan. I'm actually very grateful for that experience. It, you know, you see marriage from a different lens. Ako naman, I always value the sanctity of marriage. Like katulad nga sinabi ko in the past, if you've heard me say this in my past podcast, that divorce should be looked at as a solution, a last solution, you know. Not the very first thing that will come into your mind pag nag-away kayong mag-asawa, di ba? Because family is family, and especially if you have children. Ngayon, it's just add yung nandun ako, and then I'll have to introduce myself. Sabi ko, how am I gonna introduce myself here in Lingayen? I'm a divorce attorney, and then I am witnessing kasalang bayan. Baka magalit sa akin yung mga tao. Sabihin, malas naman yan, attorney. Baka mami, maghiwalay kami because you're, ano, yan. But no, I'm actually very grateful to be part of that. We also had the opportunity to interview and ask some of the couples there. Talagang, umiiyak pa talaga sila because they're very touched, you know, like iba pa rin yung feeling na to legalize your pagsasama, to legalize your marriage, diba? Iba pa rin yon. Yung iba sinasabi, oh, it's just a piece of paper, it's not an assurance, but you know, but legalizing it, you know, going through some steps to legalize it, you know, that's another way of proving that you are serious in a relationship. Now, question is, will it work? Will it not work? It's up to you, actually, if you want to make it work. It's up to the two of you. It takes two to tango, di ba? So, there's always, hindi yan yung parang yung mga sa fairy tales that and they live happily ever after the marriage. You know, how we all wish to be like that, but it's not like that in reality. You will be challenged. Your relationship will be challenged. The person that you know, or you think you already know your spouse, you know, you will discover many other things about your spouse. It's up to you what to do with those discoveries. It's up to you how you make your relationship, your marriage work. But again, may mga pangyayari na out of your control. And you have to make a decision later on. But going back to that kasalang bayan, there were about 94 couples there that I've
worked with. Wow, almost 100.
And some of them are actually already in an informal marriage, like what you've mentioned earlier. They've been together for, I don't know, 30 plus years. You know, but it's different. The feeling of legalizing it, finally giving the opportunity to legalize your marriage, diba? Iba pa rin. Kaya, I really admire yung mga nandoon na they may not need it anymore kasi they're already in the last hurrah of their lifetime, but they still do it because of love, because of you want to finish the unfinished business. They want to show to their children this is how you should do it in the beginning anyway. So, iba. Yeah. Ba yung feeling?
Totoo.
Maganda, masarap yung feeling na nakita mo na nagbubuklod sila at they are being witnessed by their family, their relatives, their friends, and even strangers like me. Nandoon, I'm witnessing that event.
Yeah. Totoo. Iba nga talaga, attorney, if they really legalize their marriage. Kasi I noticed here in the Philippines, kasi those living together without the benefit of the marriage yet, they often face stigma. like parang gina-judge agad sila na ah, you're both living together but you're still not married. Parang it's still not that accepted here in the Philippines or in certain communities here in the Philippines. So it's I really see the difference here in the Philippines and Texas. So yeah, that's actually my next question, attorney. Like how do Texas view common law marriage there? Is it do they also face stigma, social stigma, or is it more accepted in certain communities there?
You know, it doesn't really matter whether mm-hmm. you know, because there people are aware here, of course, of common law marriage and mm-hmm. and divorce. And you know, I think it depends on the person's value. Kung ano value ng tao. Pero you're not going to hear people judge you just because you're together and you're not legally married. Mm-hmm. Like I said, meron nga kasing common law marriage. They need to go ahead and prove it. They're already married. But they just sometimes, you know, because of misconceptions, dun lang kala nila okay sila, hindi pala. Like for example, yun nga, yung misconception ni kailangan ba 10 years kaming common law, 10 years kaming nagsasama para ma-declare kami na common law? Hindi, not necessarily. Kahit nga 1 year lang eh, okay lang eh. You can be declared as common law married with each other as long as, you know, yung mga requirements ay mapapatunayan mo. You know, and it matters only kapag nagde-divide kayo ng properties ninyo o kaya naman you're proving inheritance. Other than that, what difference does it make if, you know, if you got married with a marriage license or just a declaration of common law marriage? Kasi nga, I have mentioned earlier na kung wala kang marriage license, pwede kang, and you're under a law, common law marriage, you can sign a declaration of common law marriage, kapareho lang ng effect ng marriage licensing yun to prove your marriage. Yun. So, wala.
Nadidissolve din ba, attorney, yung common law marriage?
Oo naman. Kasi if you declare yourself as common law married with each other, you also have divorce. You know, people mm-hmm. get divorced as well. Sasabihin, eh, common law married lang naman kami. We don't have to go through divorce. Yes, you have to go through divorce because you have to prove, you have to separate your properties. You have to deal with these issues. Like, you know, who's going to get the house? Who's going to get your 401k? You know, if you... sabihin, eh, 401k ko to, di akin to dapat. No, because if you can prove that you were in a common law marriage, that 401k is part of the community property. And if it's part of the community property, you have an undivided interest as a spouse. So then, but you can't get that unless you can prove that you're under a common law marriage, di ba? That's why they have to prove first the common law marriage during that time, usually during that time. So that you can claim your community, your share in the community property.
So is it the same, attorney, the process that you have to go through?
It's the same divorce, yes. It's the same. Okay.
So, yeah. So attorney, can you share real life cases where common law marriages have, yeah.
That played, yeah, of course. Actually, I handled one already na they have to be declared as common law married first kasi it's mm-hmm. It's the division of asset. The problem with that case, in one case that I handled, there was an impediment, you know. Mm-hmm. We cannot declare common law marriage. Kailangan alam mo nakapanghinayang because they've been together for about 30 plus years together, living together as husband and wife, holding themselves out in the public, their husband and wife. They're sharing all their resources, everything. The wife took care of the husband until the husband, passed away. So, ang problema, naging problema doon is, hindi na dissolve yung prior marriage. And dahil hindi na dissolve yung prior marriage, the legal wife is still the one under that marriage, the prior marriage. So, ngayon, yung bahay na pinundar nila, together nitong yung second spouse niya ay hindi siya mako-consider na, you know, community property na ma-inherit nung current yung wife niya nung namatay siya. Kasi nga, we cannot declare her as a common law wife dahil nga they did not get divorced, yung prior marriage. So, kawawa naman yung ano, yung second wife. Dahil wala siyang karapatan doon sa bahay. You know what I mean? Because hindi siya a surviving spouse. Hindi rin, wala siya doon. Kumbaga, under Texas law, the community property, which is, let's say, yung bahay, it goes to the legal heirs. Ang legal heirs yan ay yung surviving spouse. At kung meron sila mga anak together, yung mga anak, they share. They have a specific percentage. Depende doon sa kung, you have to, in that case kasi, yung second wife, wala silang anak. Yung unang wife, meron silang mga anak. Now, under Texas law, kung sino yung anak, kung ang anak mo lang ay yung mga anak mo doon sa marriage na yon, the entire community property mapupunta sa surviving spouse. The children are not gonna get anything from the community property. The difference is, kung merong children outside that marriage, then i-divide yun. Iba yung division. Pero in that case kasi, napunta lang dun sa spouse, sa legal wife, surviving, wala nga punta doon sa ano. Samantalang siyang tumulong sa ano, sa pagbabayad ng mortgage, pag-ayos ng bahay. Mm-hmm. We can't declare common law marriage because of the impediment. Mm-hmm. You know, so they could have been common law marriage where if not of the, you know, the existing marriage, which was not resolved. Nila naisip yun eh, na sana pinag-dissolve ng divorce yung husband para na-dissolve yung prior marriage. So that's one case na nangyari.
Yeah, so the lesson there, I guess, attorney, is kailangan muna talagang wala munang sabit yung isa sa kanila.
Tama yan si Krisha, dapat walang sabit. Kung ano, yeah. Kung wala na, you know, formalize the divorce. At to be honest, marami dito na in a situation na nandyan, sa ganyang situation. May mga nag-consult sa akin na nandoon sila na kailan pa ba, attorney na, no? Ayaw nila kasing gumastos ng divorce. Saka na lang daw na yan, pag-isipan. Well, like I said, things like this could happen. And kawawa naman yung rightful dapat na makareceive, hindi ma-receive because you didn't do the right step.
Totoo. All right. So that was a very interesting discussion, attorney, very comprehensive sa pag-discuss ng common law marriage and then legal implication, cultural perspective, and then the process of going through it. And yeah, it's a very fruitful discussion for both of us, attorney. I hope nag-enjoyed din yung ating mga viewers, yung ating mga audience.
Well, I hope they got a lot of information from there. You know, this information we're sharing is, we're sharing it for free. So feel free to share the knowledge as well to those who might need it. Because our viewers may not need this information right now. They may not be in a relationship, in a common law marriage relationship right now. But they may know somebody who might benefit from this discussion. Please share this information or share the link. This live show is going to be available later on as recorded through the Facebook page of Lawin Media Network and YouTube channel of Lawin Media Network.
Yeah, so if you enjoyed today's discussion, so don't forget to share this episode with your friends, also with your family. And be sure to subscribe at Lawin Media Network so you never miss an episode. So we'd love to hear from you. So leave us a comment or send in your questions for our future episodes. Thanks again.
We'll see you next Friday.
See you.